don't. I really like it, though. I mean, I think it's Jerry at the Larks. I think he's got one of those, and it's the most impressive of all those, those multi-band verticals I've seen. But I have no experience with them. The only multi-band vertical I've ever played with was a Butternut HF6V. And those get some pretty good reviews. They work pretty well. You know, the problem with verticals is they're verticals. And they require really good ground conduction. And if not, you got to lay out radials. And, you know, and rarely do people lay out the requisite number of radials. So that's the biggest problem. And if you don't do that, then you're going to get, you know, you're only going to get what your ground provides. And generally it's kind of eh, you know. But, you know, the trick to a vertical is to go as long as you can. The upper bands can play just fine on the longer antenna, but the lower bands really, really are compromised. So I think if I were buying one right now, I'd look at one of those gap antennas. I don't know if it's the Voyager or the Titan, one of those. That'd be probably the way I'd go. But if you want something that you can also use later on, you know, for larks and stuff, then that BB7 has a real appeal.